to have dinner because she said that dinner was like not necessary. And then she would, and then I would be like, oh, but I'm hungry. And she would say, like, drink a cup of water and go to bed.
Yeah, it's a method. But they're both motivated by the same thing, which is like orderliness motivated.
I think anorexia, I think it gets called anorexia when it's not overweight people.
Well, it's anorexia when it's a pathology. That's the most obvious thing. Yeah. Like, and to people who do intermittent fasting aren't insane.
Like, you can be fat and stop eating, and you're still, if there's a higher likelihood you're not going to be doing well if you just stop eating. Your body isn't just going to, like, rarely it does that, but it can. It can do that. In a number of cases, people can just stop eating because I guess the contents of their fat is healthy enough that they can, like, burn it and...
Well, yeah, the fat is sugar stored. So then you unleash it again and use it as fuel. Use glucose.
I guess depending on what is composing your fat, if you start burning without eating anything else, you're going to die.
Wasn't there that huge fat guy who didn't eat for a year?
Yeah, that guy is what I have in my mind right now. So it is possible, but still, even if you're fat,
but
it can
how
be
do you not eat for like an entire year? Isn't the maximum days you can go without eating anything like 13 days?
Well, the idea is, yeah, if you're normal, you don't have a bunch of fat. But he was super fat, so he just used his body started burning the fat and using the glucose from it as fuel, and he just had enough fat to go for a whole year.
And I guess he ate really well to compose that fat, because if he was eating a, you know, today diet, he'd probably die.
Well, is there really a difference in fat, body fat composition?
I do think so. There is.
I do think so, because if you're a drug addict and you got really fat while you were doing drugs, what can happen is that if you start thinning out a lot, what can happen is that there were like drug enzymes in your fat that you can
start getting high.
Yes, I'm pretty
that's
sure
that's hilarious. True. I love
that's
that.
That's awesome. But I think those are different situations. Like
still, but if you can have drugs in your fat, you can have other bad stuff and or the lack of good stuff in your fat.
I think what really like dictates it is like taking vitamins, because there's lots of like, I was talking to like this anorexic girl and I was trying to understand it, and she told me that like she doesn't eat but she takes like all of the vitamins she needs, and that's why she doesn't get sick.
Well, the thing is, when you're not
vitamin pills.
I know specifically for people who do carnivore, they're not eating any carbohydrates. You need less of certain vitamins when you're eating carbohydrates, or when you're not eating carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that goes for, like, if you're not eating any food at all, your body doesn't need as many of the nutrients. But I forget why the reason is, or what the reason is.
I think because you need certain chemicals
to process the stuff.
To process the carbohydrates, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lemon.
Wait. Who?
Lemon Lime.
Wait, we're alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are alive, despite what some people may say.
Can you send the link?
Yeah, hold up.
Despite what doctors say, I'm alive.
Thanks. contrary to your popular belief.
Contrary to what Dr. Anthony Fauci might have been saying, I am alive. Yeah, straight up fucking have an abortion. Alright. I just don't feel right without the hoodie. I gotta get the hoodie, man. I feel naked.
Yeah, you gotta go get it.
Gotta go get it. Gotta go get it. It's right friggin' there. Hold up.
Twitch, just as soon as I clicked the link, Twitch notified me. September is here. Is that like a fetish?
Beamus! I gotta put the hood on. Gotta get in the hood!
I think abortion is wrong, but I don't know what to say about abortion. Forehead pregnancy can. Will kill the mother. My answer to that is, thank God I'm not a doctor. And I don't have to deal with that. And I don't want to think about that right now.
I think abortion is wrong, but I don't know what to say about abortion. If the pregnancy will kill the mother. I still wouldn't get an abortion. Because I don't want to be in hell forever.
Okay, think of yourself as a doctor, though.
What?
And, like, if you had to make that choice.
For somebody else?
For somebody else.
Oh, the mother already.
Well, you can't make the choice. It's two people.
Let's say rope victim. Comatose.
It's still two people.
What do I do? I don't know.
I can't. I can't kill one just because, defenseless. It's messed up.
The thing is, if you kill the baby, you're choosing to kill the baby. It's like the train track thing. Like, if you pull the lever or not. Like, killing the mother is just not changing the lever.
Yeah, that's the natural path.
Yeah. And also, the mother is already old and she lived her life like. You got enough.
Well, yeah, that's a good point to compare it to the train thing. Pull a lever to kill one person or let a train kill four?
But in this situation, it's even easier to choose because it's...
Yeah, it's one for one, I guess.
One for one. Because in the other case, you're preserving, like, four lives, and this one is both just one.
I always wonder, what would Thomas Aquinas do? That's my question. If I went to ask him this, what would his answer be?
But wouldn't the baby die if the mother dies?
No. Don't think so. Yeah, but plenty of mothers died in childbirth and the child is alive. Like, oh, my mom died in childbirth.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, she did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother died in childbirth. That's exactly.
Your head was too big.
My head was too big. Should have blasted her old...
It's way too much.
I wouldn't want those decisions to be in my hands. Because I'm a retard.
I wouldn't want to think about that for a second. What if the mother wanted, though? Like, how do doctor ethics deal with that? Because there's, like, so much stuff that you'd get told to do that you probably shouldn't, and vice versa.
But what if the mother wanted what?
To die? Man,
if she wanted to sacrifice herself, that would be like... Okay, that makes sense. Most mothers would do that. But to imagine, especially with the case of like... Which doesn't happen, but the case of like girl got raped by her uncle, doesn't want to die. Birth would kill her.
I think in most cases, there's not even a choice that the doctors get to make. Because usually when you hear about mother dying in childbirth, it's like, the doctors say that it's a risky pregnancy, but they never interrupt it.
That's my first thought. That's my first thought, too.
Like, they never actually interrupt it.
Yeah. And what about the reverse case, where you think... it would probably kill a person, but there's not a 100% chance they might survive. And then you kill a baby for no reason.
Yeah,
with the risk thing, it will be definitely worth the risk.
Well, but I don't think that's the thing that happens.
No, I don't mean you killing both. I mean,
yeah, shoot a baby gun up her ussy. Pow, pow!
I'm thinking, what if in the situation where the birth would kill both the baby and the mother?
And you know 100% certain.
Let's say so.
Well, then...
then you don't let it happen because you know the baby's not...
gonna survive.
Survive. Yeah. I don't know.
Too difficult. Thank God I'm not anybody who needs to deal with these. It's a tough hypothetical.
Yeah, even if the baby was gonna die anyways, you were the one to kill it.
Yeah, if the baby's gonna die anyways, then... if you want an abortion, go get it yourself. I'm not gonna do it. I don't want that on me. You can haunt yourself for life. I don't want to do it. But killing both, high risk of death for both the mother and the child, that level of risk. Let it happen.
I'm gonna look this up, actually, if there's specific stuff from the Catholic Church on this. Since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. The teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Direct abortion, that is to say, abortion willed either as an end or a means, is gravely contrary to the moral law.
Oh, yeah, there's also the thing that the baby is not baptized. And you can baptize the mother, but you can baptize the baby in the womb.
Yeah, generally it's risk of death for the mother. Most cases like that, the woman probably wouldn't want to kill her child to live on, because women are like that. So that's not that much of a question to me anymore, but in a situation where both would die, what happens?
Well,
if the view is that any abortion is wrong, then even in that case, you can't interfere.
Can't interfere.
Maybe you can inject holy water into the uterus. It's a great idea.
That makes me think about a few other things, euthanasia, not in hey, I want to commit suicide, can you inject some whale juice into my brain so I die? But more in the case of person is brain dead.
Yeah, I know that that's not, you can't do it then either.
You can't?
Yeah.
Pulling the plug when the person is only alive because of machinery.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah,
I
remember me and Sophia researching stuff, and you cannot even refuse treatment. According to the Catholic doctrine, you can't refuse treatment, if you're sick. And there is treatment.
See, that, that is,
So now I don't want it.
That I'm more questioning of now, because the whole point of getting treatment is that you will get better. But now it's well known that the great majority of things doctors will do to you will kill you faster.
And probably inflict more pain while that happens. Especially with stuff like pills that alter the way you think.
You'd probably seek out alternative treatment, and if there is none, then I think you can refuse putting yourself in the hands of a doctor, they'll definitely kill you if you have something serious like that.
Kill and diddle you.
In the case that, like, it's very expensive to keep a person alive. And, like, you are to wait, like, spend all your money, liquefy all your properties to keep them alive for as long as possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's very reasonable.
Oof, I don't know.
Sure. From anybody.
Especially if it's an elderly person. In a situation like.
And especially if that person doesn't want to continue.
If that person would be like, yeah, that would be like, it would make you suffer and your suffering
that goes, is unnecessary. That goes against, like.
Wouldn't it be self sacrifice?
What, to liquefy your
No, no, no. I mean, okay. Like. The person knowing that to keep them a lot, let's say I have children and I have a very terrible disease and I am about to be put in a coma to so that I can keep living clinically, but not really. If I write a note saying I'd rather die than to destroy all your lives.
Yeah, that seems pretty
financially. Like,
but
how do you draw the line there?
Yeah, also
because you can like you can jump in front of a bullet to like, let's say I'm protecting Sophia's house, and I'm like I get in the way of a gun to do it. That's like a worthy thing to do, to protect property. That's also like. Moral. So what then? If I say, yeah, I should naturally die right about now. I have a disease. And to counteract that and keep me alive, even though I'd be only clinically alive, I would have to, like financially deplete everybody that I love.
Catholic Church view on passive euthanasia. Oh, I see. Okay, hold on. Active euthanasia, you cause death by actively giving a person something to hasten death. In passive euthanasia, you cause death by not doing what's necessary to preserve or sustain life. So, yeah, we're talking about the second one.
Yeah, passive euthanasia. Active euthanasia is obviously just suicide, so that's not justifiable. But passive euthanasia, like
it's the church it is okay also
to allow yourself to die when a greater evil is concerned than your death.
The church also distinguishes between direct and indirect passive euthanasia. Direct passive is intentionally causing death by withholding medicine or a procedure or stopping one that's begun. This type is always immoral. Indirect passive, withholding treatment or medicine that may cause death, but death isn't the intent or direct cause of withholding it. This type isn't considered immoral. For example, an elderly man dying of cancer who's also diabetic can refuse, or his family can refuse, insulin injections as long as he's already started the dying process and will die of cancer or complications of it well before he die of diabetes. As long as the medicine or treatment being withheld isn't the direct cause of death, it can be refused.
Okay, so you cannot refuse treatment if you have, like, only cancer, and that is expensive, and you're being, like, a burden to your family, you can't refuse to be treated for it. Then.
Brain dead people are dead. Well, is that catechism approved? Because you can be brain dead and clinically alive.
It's considered morally permissible to have a do not resuscitate order on the chart in case the patient has a heart attack, because doing cardiopulmonary resuscitation would be fruitless or would only prolong death by cancer.
Okay, then you can.
Well, but is that the same thing as keeping someone alive through machinery? If they never died in the first place?
What's exactly the difference? Maybe I'm stupid, but what's exactly the difference between cardiopulmonary stimulation or whatever done by people and machinery keeping you alive?
No.
This is the cancer patient who's going to die of cancer, and then they have a separate thing. They have a heart attack or they have diabetes.
Okay.
So they're already on track to die from one thing, and then another thing comes up, and you don't interfere with the other thing.
All right.
That's fine.
But if
you still have to be getting treatment for the cancer, I guess.
Okay, treatment for the cancer. But it says to resuscitate would be to prolong the cancer death. So does that mean prolonging a cancer death would be a bad thing? If so, then...
Why get treatment for the cancer?
Why get treatment for the cancer if prolonging it is a bad thing?
I don't understand.
Well, I guess it's because there is the chance of you getting totally cured.
Okay, the Catechism of the Catholic Church clarifies when medical treatment can be refused or stopped. Discontinuing medical procedures that are burdensome, dangerous, extraordinary, or disproportionate to the expected outcome can be legitimate. It is the refusal of overzealous treatment. Here, one does not will to cause death. One's inability to impede it is merely accepted.
Okay.
Then that makes sense.
Then I think that justifies it. Treatment can be withheld when the consequences of continuing treatment is
retarded, basically. Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Also, regarding the abortion case of for like rape, most of the times, it's like completely not necessary at all. So yeah, 100%, like, it's ridiculous from the get-go to even, wow, there's a kid right next door that looks exactly like Stefan. Yeah, it's very convenient that I was thinking about abortion. Let me think. The cases in which that would even be like necessary or ridiculously small.
Yeah. It's,
Recently there's been a case in Brazil where a girl was... It was the classic, like, girl got raped by her uncle. Exactly, like that. And I remember a lot of people talking about it, like, finding laws about it, but I don't recall once the patient being asked what she wanted. I guess because she was a child. So, should you even take their opinion? I think so, right? You should ask them. Do you want to risk dying?
But I remember in that case, the girl did want the abortion.
They did it, yeah. But I haven't heard anything from the actual girl.
No, like, I've heard that she wanted the abortion.
Huh, I don't remember that.
I get cancer, but I refuse treatment because I want the cancer to kill me. Is that suicide? Yeah. I think it depends on, are you refusing treatment because you want to die or because you think you're going to die anyways and the treatment will only be ineffective and hurt those around you?
Yeah.
Like, how do you really feel about it? Does the church believe that if someone is a vegetable, they should be kept alive? First, referring to any human being as an inanimate object like a vegetable is offensive and should be treated in the same way racial and ethnic slurs are treated.
So, okay.
All human beings, regardless of their age or functional abilities, should be given basic care like food, water, adequate temperature regulation, and other things to make them comfortable. Person in a persistent vegetative state apparently has no upper brain activity and is not conscious. They are still alive, but their actions are merely the result of reflexes and other automatic stimuli responses. The church teaches that it is not what we do that makes us valuable, but simply that we are human beings that gives us our value. Furthermore, it is very difficult for doctors to diagnose if someone is in a PVS or whether the condition is permanent. Some patients are conscious but cannot communicate with the outside world, and others were diagnosed as even being brain dead but eventually regain consciousness. In some cases, it may be appropriate to take a patient who lacks brain activity off of artificial life-sustaining devices that constitute extraordinary care, like a heart-lung machine. However, it is not acceptable to deny these patients ordinary care unless administering such care is actually more detrimental to the patient's well-being than the act of withholding that care. Okay, so basic care is necessary, but crazy banana bone things may be withheld in certain cases.
Okay.
Which I assume is if you're straight up broke and have no way of sustaining that.
That's sensible. That's very sensible.
Yeah.
I think in I'm pretty binary about things. So with abortion, I'm the same. It's not justifiable. Always, pretty much. But it does jiggle my bones a bit when I think of myself as a doctor who has to make a choice for somebody else. And the choice is either one's gonna die or both are gonna die. And to be honest, I don't think even doctors are ready to deal with that sort of dilemma. I think doctors aren't ready to deal with putting both their socks after they get off bed. So I don't know how to even create people that would appropriately deal with that.
I think the sort of thing is if this actually happens, then you go talk to somebody about it, a priest. It's very specific to your situation, to what the context is.
Yeah, it's not based on principle, it's based on circumstance.
Yeah.
So there couldn't be a universal
victim. I mean, it's not me killing myself. It's a disease killing me. I'm just not stopping it. Yeah, but your reason for not stopping it is that you want to die, which you shouldn't.
Yeah, that has more to do with your mindset than the actual thing in itself. If you want to die, there's probably something really wrong with you. That's withholding grace from your soul. Even if you didn't die, you'd probably still be really screwed. Because you wanted to die. Yeah, Barbieri's thing was really fun to read. He had doctors telling me he had to do a short fast. And then he adapted so well to it, and he liked it so much that he insisted on continuing until he reached his ideal weight.
Yeah.
Also, something else I noticed is that if you go look at ideal weight charts, they're not correct. If you look at ideal weight charts for your height, they say that the ideal weight, for you to not be underweight, you have to be chubby. You can't be normally skinny. You have to have a protruding stomach. Which is very weird. I think they're about 10 kilos off. Which is very interesting.
Well, I think it depends on how much of that is fat and how much of it is muscle.
Oh yeah, but the thing is, when you're considering BMI, you consider that the person is not someone who works out a lot. You're assuming that all of the way she has this fat weight, because BMI doesn't work for people who are mostly at all. So for them to say that your BMI has to be an ideal, which makes you be actually chubby, they are already assuming it's all fat.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about BMI. I mean, my BMI is within normal range, and I'm definitely not normal. I mean, I definitely have stomach fat, but my arms are still like spaghetti mode. That's why I gotta go to the gym and not eat garbage.
The N world. That's a good one.
What?
The N world.
It's like
the. I'm 5'2.5, maybe 5'3 at this point. Just go with 5'3. I'm super tall. Still doing carnivore? That's Victor. This is, are you still doing carnivore? Well, I guess you said you're gonna start being more flexible with it.
Just isn't answering.
Yeah. I should choose a date to actually start it. I mean, the only thing I have to be wary of is getting electrolytes and salt and stuff, because otherwise my heart really starts exploding.
I just eat basically chicken.
And... Oh, I'm not anymore. I'm gonna do flexible.
I just basically eat chicken, and because I have like really low blood pressure, like I always had since I was a kid, I just straight up eat salt. Like sometimes I feel that I'm starting to get like lightheaded, and I go downstairs and I just put some salt in my hand and I lick it, and it makes me feel good.
Okay, 5'3", and you weigh how much? 110 pounds. I forget what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, salt. This is something I figured out only very recently. But when I'm thirsty, it's actually for salt. So I put salt in my water. I straight up just shake the salt shaker in there and mix it around. And it's good. Makes me a lot less thirsty. Means I'm like, don't have to pee every 2 minutes and a half.
Oh, so I get it now, because you were thirsty for salt, but like you drink water and then you just pee all the time because it was too much water, because what your body wanted was actually salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because I remember that you peed like, was like abnormal. It was just too much pee.
Yeah. Especially here, because I'm at a higher elevation and it's also really dry. So, what diet do I have? I don't know. I guess it's... I mean, what even constitutes it says standard American diet? Because SAD is insane. You're eating like 20 billion grams of grains a day and like zero red meat. Think you need to gain 5 to 10 pounds? Yeah. Preferably on my arms and legs, though. Means I gotta eat right. Gotta eat right! I can't stomach fish. It's made me nauseous since forever. It's fishy.
I wish I could
it's
eat
gross.
Fish every day, but I can't because just my parents don't make it that often and they don't buy it for me. But if I could, I would. I would like salmon every day.
5'9" and I weigh 70 kilograms. What does that mean?
70 kilograms. Let me translate that quick to American. 154 pounds. Okay.
What diet do I have? I don't know. I don't. It doesn't have a name. It's chicken, water, and milk. That's all I eat.
Sounds good.
It's the Christina diet.
I eat sushi, yeah, but, you know, crab sushi. Not like fish and stuff. Shrimp is good. What do I eat? For breakfast, I always have just sausages, eggs, and a couple pickles.
Yo.
That's basically carbs.
You know what lean bulk is? Lean bulk? Yeah, it's lean bulk, I'm pretty sure. It's like a cycle. And I just figured out why it works. You get fat first. You get, like, huge. And then you thin. All the while doing weight training. Mm-hmm. And then when you thin down, you have a lot more definition.
Yeah, because you're building both fat and muscle, and then you lose the fat, and then you just have the muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get, like, really well-defined musculature when you do that. That's, like, what bodybuilders do.
Right, yeah, they get super low body fat. And it sort of makes you look insane.
And that's what I've been looking. Like, I just looked at, you know, men the same height and weight that I have. And the ones that went from thinner to my weight have the same, like, normal definition physique that I have. The ones who were fatter before and then got down to my weight are way, like, more defined. And I don't know if that's because, like, skin starts hanging off your body more, or if that's because, like, your body naturally gets more defined because it has to deal with the weight of straight-up fat and just unnecessary weight. But that's an interesting phenomenon that I'm just seeing right now.
It depends on how much weight you have, though, because if you have too much weight, you just have, like, big lumps of skin hanging out.
Yeah, that's way too much. But from what I've seen here, these guys who are exactly the same height, same weight, the ones that were fat have, like, better muscle definition.
I guess your muscles have to get stronger from carrying your fat around.
I think it's to do, like, you're generally stronger no matter what, but when you get fat, it weighs down on the specific body parts where the fat is, and that's highly specific, highly accurate weight being applied to a very specific part of your musculature that you probably couldn't reach otherwise to specifically work out.
Making sausage right now, actually. I haven't really figured out how to gain fat, though. Yeah, is there a healthy way to gain, like, fat, like, good fat? Because fat is just glucose stores. You could eat a lot of ice cream, but I don't think you want to do that. Like, blowing chunks.
I think it also includes just eating, like, fat meat that has, like, lots of fat in it. Because there are certain cuts of meat that have more fat than others. So just eating, like...
Yeah, but fat doesn't get stored as fat. Sugar gets stored as fat. Well, fat gets stored as fat if you're eating it with a lot of carbs.
Yeah. If you eat, like, fatty meats with rice.
Yeah. Ah, beans! Okay. Yeah, really don't eat any fruits or vegetables. There's Lesbos, right?
You want to do Lesbos?
I guess. I mean, I'll have to check Grain Unifying Theory. I'll have to check Grain Unifying Theory to see how much we looked into it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like, breakfast, I have meat and eggs. Lunch, I have meat. Dinner, I have meat. No salad, though. Which is good. Let's frick that. Aren't I supposed to be, like, hyper-constipated by now? No fiber.
What's fiber? It sounds, like, made up.
Yeah, I know, right? I think... Doesn't it have, like, actually nothing to do with pooping?
Oranges make you poop, but it never worked.
One thing, there's a southern Brazilian beverage that will make you poop and make you poop nice.
Oh, I think the rough you've piqued my interest.
Yeah. It's like not too dry, proper log, all the whole shebang. You get
What's
it.
What's in it?
I think, I don't know, it's like, it's just a herb, it's like,
Herb.
Herb?
Herb.
It's,
The herb man.
Yerba mate?
Yerba mate? Oh yeah, I used to drink those, and yeah, you would poop. And it was nice.
Yeah, but I think there's a specific one called, roughly translated to Cimarron.
Salad is yucky, but what other meat do you eat? I mainly eat red meat and pork. I don't really like chicken as much as I used to, so I don't really eat it.
And you gotta drink it hot.
Mm. The herb, man, make you go to the bathroom, man.
That do make you poop nice, though.
I think because I also had a bit of caffeine. Or is it, I think, isn't it? What part of coffee makes you poop? Is it the coffee or the caffeine? It's probably the coffee.
Doesn't coffee make you constipated?
No. Makes me poop. Nice.
Coffee has never made me... Oh, it is a caffeine-infused drink? Okay, so mate is the same thing as Cimarron.
Hmm.
Dried leaves of yerba mate plant in hot water and serve it with a metal straw and a container typically made from calamash gourd. Okay, so it is yerba mate, but it's served hot.
Hmm. Avocado gives me painful diarrhea.
And it has a lot of caffeine in it.
Hmm.
It's caffeine rich, so I guess it is the caffeine that makes you poop and poop nice. That's the yerba mate makes you poop.
Does caffeine make you poop? A lot of people asking this question. Yeah. It may also stimulate the urge to poop.
Stimulate.
Stirs your bowels around.
While coffee may have a laxative effect on some people, whether it's the coffee or the caffeine is unclear. Coffee's effect is not solely due to caffeine, since decaf coffee has shown the same or even a greater effect. See, when I drink decaf, I don't poop, so I think they're lying.
Don't get yerba mate in cans. Get yerba mate in plant form, like ground plant form, and then you put it in a container and put hot water in it, like as shown in the picture.
Isn't pork and kind of an unclean meat? I don't know.
Well,
I love pork.
Like bacon and breakfast
pigs,
sausages.
The problem with pigs is that they eat anything, and whereas cows pretty much eat grass.
Mm.
And that's it. And their meat is cleaner and will cause less problems in your digestion. Pigs will eat anything. Like, they'll literally eat anything at all. And that makes their meat more trashy and their fat more filthy.
Well, what normally my dad does is that, like, my dad's part of the family has, like, a part of the family that's, like, in the countryside. And what he does is that they have a farm, and they kill the pig, like, the baby pig, because they say that the baby pig has, like, tastier meat. And they bring them in, like, containers full of ice back here, and they give, like, one pig to each member of the family. And is like the tastiest pig you can imagine. Because I think it's probably because they feed it really good. Because it's like a family farm, it's not a production thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you miss vegetables? No. I mean, yeah, tomatoes are nice, but they make my mouth feel like it has incisions all over it.
My problem with tomatoes is that it's very hard to find good ones. That's why I don't like them.
Think citrus. The same thing happens when I drink orange juice. Just inflames my mouth, so I don't know. I don't do that. I don't think.
I don't I think my only problem with going carnivore would be not drinking milk. Because I already don't eat, like, canned vegetables at all.
I mean, there's carnivore that's just beef versus, like, animal products carnivore. But the problem with milk is that it has a lot of sugar in it. So it sort of...
There's multiple versions of carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I think I'm just naturally the animal products kind. Because all I eat is basically drink milk, eat meat, eat eggs. That's basically all I eat.
Mm.
I don't need carbs at all, like, for a long while.
If I lived alone, I would be doing carnivore since the day I moved here. Although chicken is sort of really good and easy to make, so I probably would make some version of carnivore that allows chicken.
Yeah, there's the carnivore that I'd probably do is like all meats plus, you know, cheese and random stuff like organ meats and fish eggs and stuff or whatever the crap is.
Oh yeah, by the way, if you want to stop brushing your teeth forever, start drinking lemonade.
Huh?
This is, you know, home medicine that I'm coming up with right now. But one thing I've found out is when you wake up in the middle of the night, like, there was a time period in which I consistently woke up in the middle of the night with a terrible feeling in my mouth, even when I brushed my teeth, and it was extremely dry.
Mm.
Whenever I woke up and there was lemonade and I drank lemonade, it would stop happening for the rest of the night.
Mm. Well, it is acidic, so it probably nukes, like... crazy bacteria stuff. Yeah,
I really like that.
But
the
best
thing to do after you eat dinner is just drink a cup of lemonade and go to bed.
But the problem is most of it is really sugary, so I'd imagine it, like, rotting your teeth.
Ideally, you'd make it yourself.
Yeah. Ideally, you're...
You just make it super, yeah, just make it lemons and don't add sugar. But, yeah, I can't drink, sweet drinks because my teeth start hurting. Like, they get sensitive.
Wow, how screwed up are you?
And I can't, when I chew things, it sounds like a shooting pain.
How screwed up are you?
I think I have sensitive teeth and gums.
And rest.
And all. And body.
Mm-hmm. Sensitive everything. Sensitive toes. Sensitive
penis.
You step
on them, I die.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
Okay, what was do you remember the conclusion of the lesbian talk on part two?
I don't think I have the script, because it was sort of off top, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Was it part one or part two? I might
part two.
Because I remember that, like, some scripts you would share with me, and they're probably on my Google Doc.
Oh yeah, we were working through the part two thing. It. And what, like, yeah.
Yeah, I never delete anything on my docs. So I probably have it. Let me check it.
Yeah, I've noticed my taste definitely changing just from not eating, like, certain crap. Like, sweet things have become more, less appealing and more intolerable.
Yeah, I remember, like, I pretty much didn't eat sweet stuff for, like, a year back in, like, 2018, I think. And then when I would eat anything sweet, it would be unbearable. Like, all my teeth would hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I've basically been only drinking water and coffee, so now I think my teeth are extra sensitive towards, sugar, and then they immediately start decaying when I drink it.
I don't think I've ever had tooth decay. Or, what do they call it? Caries?
Cavities?
Yeah, cavities. That's what they call it in English.
Caries? What? Yeah, I haven't had any cavities.
Dental caries. Surprising. Oh, yeah. So it is a word in English as well. I knew I had seen it. Yeah, I've never had those, and I have never been fond of brushing my teeth either, or showering for that.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm sort of surprised I never got cavities or anything. I think it's just because I was never eating like a lot of candy. I think it's mainly what you're eating rather than what your hygiene is like.
Yeah, I've never been that much of a candy person.
Right, this was the official script thing, but
there was another one where it was an outline for what I was gonna say, because the second one was became an off top thing.
You mentioned the mother thing. It's a weird. We've done it.
Okay. Yeah.
You can talk about Stranger Things and how the villain mayor guy is like taking land forcefully and stuff to let the government run the penis micer experiments on it. So I remember we talked
sort of a short extensively thing. Yeah.
No, there's more stuff. It's like there's a lot of MK Ultra parallels too. You can talk about a lot, but
yeah. Things. Has anyone done that though?
I don't think so. Because the same thing with Fight Club and Taxi Driver. Everybody's talked about it, but everybody said like, oh, he's like, Stranger Things video essay. Let me see what comes up. How to introduce a character? No. Nothing's coming up here. Should have ended after season one. Yeah, that would be good. Although I'm probably not talking about the same things. It'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay, so through this weekend, you should probably just watch the entirety of Stranger Things. You're probably gonna have fun doing that too. So just like take notes, take a bunch of notes.
Mm-hmm. How many seasons is it? Three?
Three.
Yeah.
I remember watching it in one weekend. It was pretty easy.
It's been the last time I did that was with Punisher. Because you told me to. Yeah.
Holy macaroni, what a good TV show. At least the first season.
Mm-hmm.
The second season has good moments, but the fact that they're like a woman sidekick makes me want to kill myself and everybody involved with the show.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
She's like kicking people and the awesome antagonist's motivation is that a politician is gay and no one can find out about it. This show takes place in like 2012 or something like that. It's modern time and they're hiding. Mm-hmm. Oh, our son is gay. Nobody can find out about that. Dude, like Pete Buttigieg is like getting elected president soon or something like that.
He was at the debate.
And we gotta kill a bunch of people. We gotta kill people to hide. Let's spend millions of dollars tracking down and killing a bunch of teenagers to hide the fact that a politician is gay. That's the plot of the show. Jeez, man, that sucks balls. But at least the antagonist himself is cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Is that like a new season? Strong
too, which is surprising. Yeah, the second season.
When did it come out?
I don't know, a long time ago.
I don't know. I remember watching the first one and it was really, really good. I don't remember any women or butt sex.
Yeah, the second season is crazy. There's something like therapist banging insane patient who's actually Billy.
Yeah, that was the one problem. It was in season one too. Like there was way too much sexy time with the therapist. No, not the therapist. The guy.
That was friend. Definitely season two.
Wait, therapist? Who?
The you know, Billy gets all messed up and he's seeing a therapist. Oh, yeah. And then he starts banging the therapist.
Yeah, he bangs everybody. That's the worst. Yeah, part
in the first
show.
Season he bangs the brown camera. Chick from the FBI.
Yeah. Indira Patel or, you know, Indian Apu, whatever. Yeah.
man.
Yeah. The longer I go without showering, the more productive I get, I swear.
Not predictive, productive.
I said productive.
I cannot long. I no longer can understand what you were speaking.
Well, yeah, did you get the jaw thing the fixed?
I got like this plate thing that makes my jaw more relaxed, but it's still not fixed. Like, it still goes sideways when I open my mouth.
Are they gonna fix it?
Well, the plate is supposed to like make it like make my muscles around that area relax, so that then they can like put like a needle in there and like burn it or something like that. It's like a cauterization thing so that it doesn't go out of place anymore. But yeah, it had gotten a lot worse because I didn't have the plate yet and I was getting terrible anxiety because things. And but now that I got the plate, it's much better. Because my mom just has been getting like more insane than usual.
Still having fist fights in the kitchen. Bow! Bow!
It's funny because ever since I hit her back, when she hits me, she runs away. And it's really funny. It's extremely funny. Because she like bitch slaps me. And then she runs away from me like a little child.
Yo, that's too good.
That's classic right
and
there.
That's extremely funny. And I just started laughing and that enrages her.
The abuser has become the abused. It's now terrified of you.
Exactly.
Oh.
She doesn't hit me in the head anymore because I think she can't even reach my head anymore because whenever she beats me, she's like very far away from me. She just slaps my arm and runs away. And it's really funny.
Straight in the forehead, straight in the nuts, straight in the penis. Yeah, punch her in the penis.
She has one right in the middle of her forehead. She yeah. bangs everyone around with it. I don't know if Victor has told you this, but like, she keyed someone's car.
What is she like, 21?
Is she like, somebody's like parked their car in front of our house gate and she straight up keyed the person's car. And then my dad had to pay for it because it was right in front of our house and the person knew that she did it. And my father was afraid that the person could do like anything back to our house. And in any ways it was like not right. And so my dad had to pay for it, and she started fighting with my dad because he was paying for it. Because it was like, she was like losing the argument, you know?
Has she crashed any more cars? And pooped her pants?
She hasn't crashed any. She hasn't crashed any. But yeah, she broke my father's finger. In one of those discussions. She literally like bent it back and broke it. And because she was trying to incite my dad to beat her so that he could like she could like divorce him and stuff, and she kept like she would fight with him and literally say stuff like, "Come on, beat me up," and my dad literally said to her like, "You're not worth going to jail for." And he never laid a finger on her.
What a gangster!
Dang, that's like certified
G. Man.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna be here. Not worth going to jail for.
Man, none of you mentioned Punisher. I gotta go look up the fights from it. That's what I have to do. What's his name? John. The Punisher. John. Not McCain. Pilgrim. Yeah, that's the guy. He looks scary. That doesn't happen very often in TV shows, but he does look intimidating. He doesn't look weak. Mm, it's sort of rare that you see guys who aren't buff, like really strong, who still look strong, even though they aren't like buff, like huge Khal Drogo style. He looks like a normal guy, but you can't believe that he's accomplishing the feats of strength he is.
Anderson and Eliza Schultz? So you're telling me they're Jewish? The parents of the
German.
Gay kid.
That's where they're going to be Schultz. They're German.
Mm.
They're German Nazis, homophobes.
Why don't they just kill their son? Seems much easier.
Yeah, you're letting him run off and suck penis, and then you gotta complain about the people finding out about it? Come on.
That was your problem to begin with.
Oh yeah, Dina Madani, that's her name. What a stupid name too.
Dina Madani.
Herbs.
Oh, for that, yeah, that rings a bell. That's such a retarded name. Dude,
watch, that scene is so good.
Dina Madani.
Sounds like something we came up with.
Yeah, Dingle Adungus.
Bongo Benini. Yeah, Dina Madingus. There's only like
Bongo Benini.
Penis Madingus.
Dina Madonna.
McDonut. Donut McDonut.
McDonuts.
Dingus mega juju.
Yeah, wait a second. Man, fight scenes are really good. I love fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. Big smonk. Oh, it's a monkey taking a hit. Chimpy on weep. Why do they have a chimp? How do you get a chimp?
You can just buy it.
Yeah, but, like, this one seems pretty chill. I would think a chimp is gonna, like, go over and piss on it and all your penises all over your house.
Nah, they're like dogs. You can, like, can teach them.
Yeah, chimps are like dogs.
Yeah, you can just teach them to be, like, cool with you. Was your mom always crazy? Yeah, it got progressively worse, but it was always different there. Like, I don't think she ever treated me good, like, my whole life. So yeah, if she wasn't crazy, it was before I was born. Do any of you have problems with brushing your teeth?
I feel like that's everybody. I have a problem with just doing it consistently.
What, school?
No. Like when you brush it, like you feel really bad. Like your whole body feels weird and bad.
No, I used to be obsessed briefly in my life with brushing my teeth. But I stopped.
I never liked brushing my teeth because the sound of it, like, and it's not even when I brush it. When I brush it or, like, when I see other people brushing in, like, TV shows or whatever, it's, like, I physically, like, cringe
I sort of get that when it's like when you're scratching your nails on like a rough surface, and like it sends a bad shock through your whole body.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. But I feel that whenever I see people brushing their teeth, or like whenever I brush it, or even if I imagine people brushing teeth.
Okay. Friday, let's do RPG, Sophia.
Yes.
All right. Let me warn Rip.
What we left off? I found the KUM because, jar.
Yeah. The whale. The whale splooge.
Yeah. The whale juice. Just call it that. Yeah.
Whale juice, and then you gotta
then put I them together. Get the what was it, arugula from the old lady? Or what was it? Cilantro?
Arugula, yeah.
Arugula. Yeah, I guess you need that to create a freaking what's it called? Ow, my freaking butt. Sorry.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what's the thing called? Like, not a flamethrower, but, you know, one of those things you hold and a flame comes out and you use it to, like, make the crate termite? Or the termite? What?
Thermite?
Aerosol?
Thermite.
Blowtorch.
That's the one.
I don't know where you got that from, but it do behave like a thermite, though.
Shut up, retard. Need to get a blowtorch to open the friggin' the blow deck.
How
and get
are you
the
gonna make a
blowtorch
out of arugula and whale coon?
I don't know. You tell me. That's what the chef
You wouldn't
said.
Do that.
The chef that. Told us to make a blowtorch to open the hatch to melt the freaking metal on it.
I said a blowtorch at any point. I think it sounded more like acid when I explained it as a chef.
I will look back at the stream and it's a blowtorch.
You should. If I say blowtorch, then fine, then you're right, but I don't think I said blowtorch at all. I'm pretty sure I didn't say blowtorch. I'm really sure about that, actually, because I was imagining.
Well, how would arugula and whale splooge create acid?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You could, like, mix them up and light them like thermite. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
whale splooge is especially explosive.
I don't know, inflammable, maybe. It's some type of whale. I don't know about
yours,
splooge.
Still closer than becoming a blowtorch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Just slightly, though.
Oh. You guys don't yawn like that? You should.
No.
My dad yawns like that, which is how I yawn.
Well, your dad is all types of weird and distorted.
Yeah,
and
Finnish man. Get naked, frolicking in the sauna in the fields.
Naked, frolicking with a bunch of lambs.
Yeah, that's basically Finland.
I yawn and then I scream in pain because my jaw goes out of place.
Okay, I think I can do Amnesia and Fallout. What can you do?
Stranger Things.
What else?
I'll
begin writing tomorrow, I think.
Oh, my one. Penis. No, stop.
That's not an option. There's not that much to write about.
Why isn't writing about my penis an option?
There's not much to write about.
Wow, that was uncalled for. I'll have you know there's a lot to write about.
You look like a dog when you do the surprise offense face. Alright. Stranger Things, what else? We need at least one more so we can finish a 4-video month.
Don't we already have like 20 billion ideas on there? Oh, because we each have to do 2. Okay. Penis. Oh my gosh.
You gotta get a topic.
What do we like? What have we watched? Can we do a video on Punisher?
I don't know. Can you? Let me think.
I don't know if there's enough there. It's only season one is worth talking about.
Yeah.
And it's pretty straightforward.
Let me think about it. I don't think there's any metaphors to be made about that. Okay, so Punisher, his family died, and then he meets a... And he kills everybody who killed his family, and then he meets a guy who's like super cyber secret man. And his family thinks he died, and then he's not letting them know so that he can complete a mission. I forgot what the mission was. What was the mission? What were they after in the first season? Oh, yeah, the guy who, Agent Orange, the guy who ran the secret ops.
The other thing I remember from Punisher is, like, the crazy cool violence scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool violence on that show. Mm-hmm. Sort of incomparable. There's what has similar violence to that?
Nothing that I know of.
Yeah, I watched Deadpool and the violence there was not as cool as Punisher. It sort of sucks too. I don't think Deadpool is cool at all.
Yeah. Oldboy. So, Oldboy is comparable.
Oh yeah, but yeah, Oldboy looks really real.
Yeah.
Think of old one. Okay, for your things, what else? You gotta get something.
I'm not sleeping, teacher. I'm not sleeping, Mrs. Bramble. I'm not. I look so retarded. Yo.
Yo. Okay. Video games. I want to do. Might do Portal and Half-Life because I know a lot about that one too.
Wonder if I can do something on Morrowind. It is sort of crazy.
Did I already mention Portal? I feel like I did, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you already did a thing of Portal.
It wasn't about Portal. I just mentioned Portal.
Yeah. Sort of
briefly, it might have been Akira, maybe. Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably could do a greater one involving both Half-Life and Portal, which I maybe could do.
Yeah, Morrowind is sort of like crazy and the best story out of all the games.
What is it about? Could you write something about it?
I don't know. I have to look into it more. But you start like when you go to sleep in the game, you start getting dreams from this demon guy calling you to like serve him.
Hmm.
To return to the former glory of the nation. Like, basically, like, kick out all the intruders from Morrowind.
Wasn't it, like, Dagoth Ur?
Yeah.
Huh. I never played Morrowind. How did I know that? What a fool you are. I'm a god. How can you kill a god? What a grand and intoxicating innocence. How could you be so naive? There is no escape, no recall, or intervention. This place, calm me down. Your weapons is not too late for my mercy. Okay, so he's like a dude, sort of anorexic looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone has some sort of pagan thing going on. Living gods or ancestor worship. Oh yeah, and I think they just mentioned this where I am in the game, but Apocrypha.
Apocrypha.
Mm-hmm. That's the term they use for it. But like the main gods of Morrowind are the Tribunal, and then you find like documents that speak against them, basically.
There is a thing about Elder Scrolls that I know, and you can look this up on YouTube, there's plenty of stuff about it, which is a lot of it was written by a guy who, like, a lot of it has to do with psychedelics, basically. The guy who wrote it was very into it, and the stuff you see, like, the whole elves and magical technology stuff, it's very related, parallel. Christina, do you have some suggestions?
All right, I'll just put that down, then, as something I'll look into.
Okay, Elder Scrolls psychedelics. What do you say, Christine?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But I'll consider. I'm thinking. Because I've been watching lots of movies. Like, lots and lots and lots of movies.
Any good ones?
I've been watching a lot of good ones, actually. There is, but they're not, like, necessarily, like, good because of, like, a message or something like that. They're just generally good movies. Like, there was this movie I watched that was, like, a comedy that was called After Hours. I think it was by Martin Scorsese. And it was about...
Junior?
What?
Is that the same guy?
It was about this guy who, like, everything goes wrong after he gets off work, and it's, like, at night. And he gets involved with, like, a bunch of, like, extremely weird situations. And as soon as it's morning, everything goes back to normal.
Isn't that the plot of, like, A Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller?
Oh, it's not really the same thing. Because that is, like, the things in the museum come alive at night. This thing is, like, everything goes wrong in his life. He has, like, terrible luck. Like, he goes to meet out of a chick, and then he realizes she was, like, raped, and he runs away from that, and then she kills herself.
Wow.
And then he comes back because he forgot his coat, and, like, she killed herself, and he has to deal with that.
Okay, so there's, like...
It's a very interesting movie.
There's Dagoth Ur, and then there's Mehrunes Dagon. And there's Moloch Ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this especially sticks out. Ball. Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, Moloch, and then Ball. That's very close to two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Rape? What? This cannot be his name.
The King of Rape! Yo, I wish that were me.
It's true. It's true. I'm not joking.
Wait, Moloch Ball is the King of Rape? And people worship this guy. And you get a mace from him in Skyrim. He starts throwing objects around in a house.
Dude, his name is King of Rape.
Where'd you find that? Oh, he's known by the titles King of Rape, King of Strife. Schemer Prince, Harvester of Souls, the father of Cold Harbor. He's the creator of vampires and... Ooh, vampires? Is this guy Jewish?
Domination, vampirism, corruption, and slavery. This guy's definitely Jewish.
Definitely Jewish.
Who are the Zivkin? I cannot find any info on that.
His main desire is to harvest and consume the souls of mortals and to bring mortal souls under his sway by spreading seeds of strife and discord in the mortal realms.
Wait. How literal is the title of King of Rape for Moloch Ball? Very. As you stated, the daughters of Cold Harbor were virgins who were raped to death. Wow, I didn't know the Elder Scrolls was this crazy. Daughters of Cold Harbor. This is Black Mass. This is what...
Holy crap, like, Moloch Ball resembles a large bipedal hybrid of a bull and a reptile.
Yeah, Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
Moloch Ball. Wow, the Moloch. Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting that it shows up.
Like all of the Daedric princes, Moloch Ball has no definite gender. Yeah, it's pretty obvious that Daedric princes are just demons.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys watched Paris, Texas?
What?
Paris, Texas, the movie. is about this guy who, like, he runs away and basically wanders around in the desert and abandons his wife and his kid.
Oh, okay, found it. I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, and then he comes back and he finds out that his wife is, like, basically a prostitute. It's weird because it's, like, it's kind of an OnlyFans before the internet existed. It's, like, this place where you go to, and there's this glass thing, and the woman in dress is on the other side of the glass, and she can't see you at all. And you can talk to her through a telephone. And she undresses on the other side of the glass, and you watch that. On the other side, but she can't see you, and you can see her. It's like a one-way mirror. And he comes back to find out that that's what his wife is doing for a living, and that his son is living with, like, his uncles. And the story is basically, like, him taking that in and dealing with that, and, like, trying to get his, like, he gets back to his son, and he tries to get his son back to his mother, because the family basically scattered, and he wants to travel in the desert. The mother became, like, a weird prostitute, and the kid lived with his uncle and his aunt. And it's basically him trying to reunite the family, and, like, ultimately he fails. And he abandons his family again. But it's a very interesting movie. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a very interesting movie, and it's very good.
This is weird. Okay, there's Aedra and Daedra, which makes me think of Aeons and Archons.
Yeah.
The term Daedra is of Maorish origin. Its literal translation is not our ancestors, as opposed to Aedra, our ancestors. This harks back to their refusal to take part in the creation of Mundus, obviously, world.
Yeah.
And as a result, are not part of the Ahinofe, the ancestors of Men and Mare. But yeah, Daedra, entities who inhabit the realms of Oblivion, yeah. And then there's Daedric princes, who are the strongest. Seems to be pretty straightforward. But people just unabashedly, like, worship Daedric princes. And they have no gender. They're gender neutral. And you can summon them with magic. Hermaeus Mora, Plane of Oblivion, Apocrypha, what? That's a plane? There's a Plane of Oblivion called Apocrypha. Huh? Apocrypha can only be accessed by reading the black books while in Solstheim. There are 7 black books. Many can be found through their quest, Lost Knowledge.
Wait, 7?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. That's funny.
Dang.
Because that's the exact number. That's how many books Martin Luther took out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
As with Hermaeus Mora, Apocrypha is always changing and never constant. Its environment is filled with hidden and forbidden knowledge and dangerous to the unwary. The infinite plane of reality is dominated by an endless rolling sea of toxic green liquid where giant oily tentacles slither and writhe about the waves, whipping at anyone who gets too close. What little solid ground there is consists of several archipelagos and cathedral-like buildings composed of heavily weathered stone connected by constantly shifting bridges built of greasy black metal. The most prominent feature of Apocrypha, though, is the overwhelming abundance of books that make up Hermaeus Mora's library.
Oh, there's a whole like lore thing.
Hermaeus Mora, Daedric Prince of Fate, Knowledge, and Memory. Ogma and Finium, isn't that the,
Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, I think that's the thing from Skyrim. Anyways, No, okay. Hermaeus Mora, also known as a bunch of stuff. Hermora. This is getting close to Hemorrhoid. Hermamora, the Woodland Man, and the Gardener of Men. Is that a reference to Snake and Garden of Eden? Forbidden knowledge?
Oh, I just remembered another movie I watched. Is like an anti-science movie, pretty much. It's called Eyes Without a Face. It's about the scientist who had, like, his daughter was in a car accident, and her face got mangled, and he can't deal with the fact that she has a mangled face now, and he literally tries his best to, like, develop a technique so that he can put, it was like very old, so plastic surgery didn't exist yet, and he was trying to find out how to like put someone's face on her face, and it obviously never worked, and his daughter would beg him to stop and that she would prefer to just have a mangled face than for him to like continue killing people and doing all these experiments on her. And he doesn't stop, and he refuses to stop. And eventually she just, I think she kills him, and she runs away, and she liberates, like, all the animals he did experiments in. I think that could be interesting from, like, the fetishization, oh my gosh, I can't speak that word.
Shy.
Fetishization. I got it, yeah. Fetishization. Oh my gosh, I had got it. Anyways, you know what I mean? Of like science and like, because throughout the whole movie, he keeps asking his daughter to like trust him and trust science and trust that he can do it.
Nice. I'm looking at Mephala right now, which is the Daedric Prince who started the Morag Tong, which is like assassination guild for the Empire, basically. And she's she's known by the names Web Spinner, Spinner, and Spider. And her sphere sometimes claimed to be lies, sex, murder, and secrets. What were the details of the DMT thing? Of the spider?
I don't know many details. He just felt like, these people were lorded over by some spider deity that was really tough to comprehend, other than its arachnoid form. Okay, but you think you reliably can make a video out of Elder Scrolls lore?
I think so. There's still a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, that seems like a lot for you, and you probably can do that. There's way too much for you not to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Especially Morrowind. I think I'll fix my focus there. Since Oblivion and Skyrim are more tame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone else who likes the Elder Scrolls would focus on it in this light.
Yeah. Okay, we got four. We should keep looking for things though. Have room left over.
I'm gonna get a drink then.
Alright.
What else is there? Is there anything notable about, like, Assassin's Creed storyline?
Yeah, I think there is. There's been a lot. There's a whole theme of, like, Garden of Eden.
And the yeah.
Apple of Eden. And, like, it's all a dispute between two gods. It's Minerva and, Hera?
Yeah. Sounds right.
Something like that. And then one of them... I forgot the actual thing. One of them wanted to, like, value knowledge and justice above all else, and the other one just wanted to keep humans alive no matter what. And then in the end of the normal narrative, Hera sacrifices... I don't know why exactly that was a bad thing, but, like, uses the power of the thing to activate a shield around Earth to protect it from a sun blast. But the order of the assassins is sort of like, I don't know, Freemasonry or something. I think that the Jacksepticeye's playing Among Us. Nice. it's some like, nothing is true, everything is permitted. That's literally the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
The lemma.
Yeah.
The motto.
It's not really what they act out, ultimately.
It isn't.
I heard that stuff when I was playing Brotherhood. I'm like, then why are you killing these bad guys? What's the point?
What else? I don't know. There's like magical items that come from an ancient people who escaped like a high-tech prison. Like a highly advanced civilization prison.
That sounds like sort of Gnostic.
Yeah, it does. And it does propose the idea that there was a like a highly advanced civilization before humans.
That seems very like prevalent idea among schizos.
Yeah.
Not just the assumption that things were probably better before, but like straight up like better technology, which I don't think is better necessarily.
It's more like not the inability to defer future or the muddling of highly futuristic stuff with a very like stuff in the past. It's rejecting, it's very like time is circular, that sort of motivation. Stuff isn't linear. They don't believe in linearity. Which is sort of what generates the idea that, like, makes people suicidal. So yeah, everything will happen over and over again. No escape. Shoot yourself in the head. But I've heard the time is circular thing happen a bunch of times. Be said a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And the concept there's like a highly futuristic thing in the past.
Especially because another thing I was looking at and that made me think a lot was I've been watching videos about like defunct theme park stuff, and if you look at the stuff that they had back then, it was just so much more interesting than stuff that people are creating now, like even in terms of like entertainment, because now the idea is for you to have like a VR in your house and you go on the VR and you're like in a different dimension and stuff like that, and you're supposed to escape reality with that. But they would have back then in the 80s, I think they would have this, it was like a VR bar. And they had lots of sets, and the idea was supposed for you to go there with your friends and compete with your friends. And not necessarily escape reality, but just like enjoy something with your friends, you know, instead of like being a singular experience, if that makes sense. Because like you're still going out and doing something that's real, like you're still, I don't know how to explain what I mean, but it's just, and then if you look at the comments, people go like, oh, they had VR stuff back then, I had no idea, because people have the idea that technologies that we have right now are like revolutionary, when it's just like better takes on the same stuff that the people have been doing already.
Sophia, I'll be having to go really soon, so
check Twitter.
Okay.
If you got some.
Yeah. Got nothing.
If you got some interesting. Got nothing?
Got nothing, yeah.
Alright, I'll be going now. I already got stuff to work on tomorrow. See you guys later. Oh yeah, tell Admiral and tell... remind Rip that there'll be RPG Friday. See everybody, okay. See you, everybody, in the future.
Peace!